the salty solution runs down the beak and back into the environment. When switched on, the salt glands burn up a lot of calories. So it's possible that breeding adults nest on freshwater to save that energy for raising chicks. But most of these areas start to freeze over come late fall. And then it's time to seek a watery place that won't freeze. A salty one, like the Gulf of Mexico or Puget Sound. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Today on Wings, the topic is the gift of blood. The project is called Red Splash, and it is making a splash.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world. Produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Kenya is a country where patients continue to lose their lives due to delayed or unavailable blood transfusions. Hadija Mohammed has been rewriting that story. With just her smartphone, a network of volunteers, and an unshakable determination, she's proving that saving lives doesn't always require a hospital wing or a government program. Sometimes it begins with a single idea. She speaks with our reporter, Diana Wanyonyi, for Wings.
My name is Hadija Mohammed. I am currently 31 years old. I'm a nurse by profession. I work in Mombasa County. At Tudor Sub-County Hospital, I head the immunization department. I am born and bred in Mombasa, studies in Mombasa. Basically, most things are just here in Mombasa.
What's your passion about nursing?
I saw nursing as a way to help the patient firsthand. You get to go through the experience with this patient from when they come in to handling all the treatment until this patient is well enough to go home. You get to be there firsthand for this patient. So it's a fulfilling job.
Mm-hmm. And what makes you happy at work?
Seeing my patients happy, seeing that I've been able to provide service and they live satisfied.
Please, can you tell us about your organization?
I'm a founder of an organization called Red Splash. We basically deal with patients who require blood transfusion treatment. And how we started in 2019 after one of us, a close friend of mine lost his parent because she needed blood from time to time. And unfortunately, this friend of mine got in touch with blood brokers, people who are requesting for money so that this patient can be able to get the blood. Mm-hmm. And at that time, my friend was just a student, so it was so hard getting enough money to give these people. And by the time we managed to get blood for this patient, it was too late. The disease had already progressed and we lost the parent. So we saw the need to make sure no one else loses a parent due to lack of blood. Mm-hmm. And the main problem was in that there was an acute blood shortage. So we wanted to see how can we tackle this problem. As Red Splash, we started by doing blood drives to ensure we get enough blood, but not blood drives in the way that people are used to doing them. Since our main target is the youth, what do youth like? They like fun activities. So we made our blood drives into blood festivals. We made them more engaging, fun. We put games in them, music. You aim darts at your blood type. Yeah, so they were so much fun. And these blood drives just attracted the donors, the blood donors. And in turn, we actually started getting a lot of blood donors from our blood drives. Because previously, blood donation drives used to be done, but they were more like a hospital-like procedure. So people tend to shy away from them. They can get maybe 20 units from one donation drive or even less. But when we started doing this, we get over 100 in one session.
How did that loss of your friend's parent shape your mission?
So from this loss, we managed to get a cause. And so far, we've been able to help countless of patients. And we can say that so many people's lives have been able to be saved from our mission at Red Splash.
Mm-hmm. Did your friend join the organization?
So something really nice and unique about our organization is that our members are people from different professional backgrounds. So this friend of mine is actually a software engineer and is the one who actually made our Red Splash application.
The Red Splash cell phone application links a donor and their documented blood type to a network that can be searched for an available donor on short notice.
How much blood do we need as a country?
Basically, what we need is just 1% of the population to be regular donors, and we'd have enough blood for our patients. Mm. But at the moment, we have less. We've been having less numbers of people wanting to donate. We're actually used to a culture of when I have a patient in need is when I will go donate for this patient. Mm. But with blood, blood is something really, it's a matter of life and death situation. And the more fast this patient gets the blood, the better the outcomes of this patient. Mm. So what we are trying to do is make sure that we have enough blood in stock on our shelves, ready, waiting for these patients. Not when we have the patients is when we start looking for these donors.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the cultural fears or misconceptions have you encountered in Mombasa that prevents people from donating blood?
I can say in Mombasa, we do not have a culture of donating blood, not unless I have a patient. And most people don't even know why donate blood. So we find people even calling us when they have a patient in need. And you ask, have you donated? They're like, no, I'm not a donor. And you end up probing more. Why are you not a donor? Have you ever been tested? Is your blood levels okay? And they're like, oh, I didn't know that I can also donate. And we start by teaching them that everyone and anyone can be a donor, provided health-wise they are okay. So there's a huge gap on knowledge about the benefits of blood donation. And most people also actually just think that donating blood is just beneficial to this patient. They don't know that there are also benefits of donating blood for their donor themselves.
What are some of these benefits?
So when you go donate blood, first of all, you get to get checked your blood levels. If they're enough, that's when you are allowed to donate. If they're not enough, maybe they are within the low margins, you get to know that your blood levels are not okay. Mm-hmm. And on our part as Red Splash, when we do these blood donation drives, we try and ensure that we have a nutritionist on board so that those with low blood levels, they get counseling nutrition-wise, what they can do to boost their blood levels. You also get to check your blood pressure. If it's normal, that's when you get to donate. If it's not normal, you get referral to a doctor. And if we have a doctor at that blood donation drive, you also get cancelled there and then.
For free?
So, yes. So it's more of a free medical checkup that you're getting. Mm-hmm. Because you cannot donate blood if you're not healthy. So we get to tackle these health issues there and then.
Mm-hmm.
When you donate blood, you get to have a sense of belonging in your community because you feel like there's some value you're adding in your community, and it gets to boost your mental wellness as well. Yeah. And when you donate blood as well, it's like a form of removing like blood that has stayed in your body for long. So new cells get to generate in your body. It prevents you from getting these diseases like blood pressure, cancers and stuff. So yeah, it's also a way of helping your body out by donating blood. And when you donate, you also get to like shed some iron levels, so it's less burden in your body, because when you have high iron levels in your body, it's also not good as well. Because there are some people, they also come to us when their blood levels are very high. They get frequent headaches. So it's always good to be donating regularly. For a person to be able to qualify to donate, we need your hemoglobin levels, that is your blood levels, to be from 12.5 gram per deciliters and above. If it's less than that, you're not eligible to donate, because you can have blood that is enough just for you, but not for you to give out to someone else. Yeah.
And which other group of people are not supposed to donate?
Basically, someone has to be healthy. For people who are on antibiotics, they cannot donate. And then we have people who have tattoos. The tattoo has to be at least a year old for you to be able to donate. A pregnant mother cannot donate. For a breastfeeding mother, the child should be at least have finished the 6 months of exclusive breastfeeding. That is when you can resume donating.
What about the old?
So the age gap, you can only donate from 16 years to 65 years. And for those below 18 years, we usually require parental consent for them to donate.
And how many times should a human being donate blood?
For ladies, they actually donate after every 4 months, and that is 3 times a year.
Really?
Yes. And for men, they can donate after every 3 months, that is 4 times a year.
Why this gap?
Because as ladies, we usually have menses, and at times they tend to interfere with the hemoglobin levels of some of us.
How many blood drives have you done since you started Red Splash organization?
So far, we have done over 500 since we started. We've done some in Mombasa. In the coast area, we've actually covered Mombasa, Kilifi, and Kwale. And then we've also done drives in Nairobi and Eldoret. Yeah, a number of counties in Kenya, actually, at the moment. But most of them are actually in Mombasa.
What are some of the misconceptions about blood donation?
Before a session begins, we get to talk with the donors or with the turnout, the crowd that is there at that time. We get to hear the worries and tackle them and empower them with knowledge about blood donation, where this blood goes from once they're done donating, and how it reaches these patients at the hospital, so that they at least they know how they get to save these lives, and also tackle the misconceptions as well.
In the absence of a good blood donation system, cartels and brokers in Kenya developed their own system for selling access to blood.
Explain how these cartels operate.
I think I can say that they usually have an inside person working in these, either the wards or the labs or in the hospital generally, an inside person who helps them getting this blood easily, but maybe they share the money.
Can you speak about the cartels and brokers obstructing access to blood?
Actually, cartels were a huge problem when we started, and it was like we're taking them out of business, because especially in our large volume facility in Mombasa, the Coast General Hospital, there used to be these brokers just loitering around. And when they hear that someone needs blood, and then they just jump at this opportunity, I will donate for you. but you need to give me this amount of money. Not knowing, these people are actually not well informed of that blood is actually something free, and anyone and everyone deserves to be given blood. The main issue is that it's just the shortage of blood, yeah, that makes people desperate and end up getting into these brokers' hands. Mm-hmm. So when we started, it was a huge struggle because most people actually thought for you to get blood, you need to pay. And that was one of our greatest tasks, getting this information out there that blood is for free and everyone and anyone deserves it. So we also, really? Yes. We were actually struggling to get that information there and also at the same time ensure we have enough blood in stocks for these patients. Because the minute there's a shortage, the brokers are back. And yeah, we got a lot of backlash because these brokers were not taking us being there pretty well. And there was a huge, say, battle. Because we actually had stickers placed on these hospital walls. If you need blood, like, call us. We will show you the right channels to get this blood for free. Don't end up in these blood brokers' hands, yeah. Mm. So, yeah, that was one of huge challenges. But so far, we thank God we are almost done with them completely, or at least a huge percentage of them is gone. Thank God, because this friend of mine had to pay 5,000 for each pint.
So it's supposed to be free, actually.
It's free. It's free. It's not supposed to be free. It's free. It's just that in public hospitals, the only thing they charge, ukiangalia ile bill ya hospitali, the only thing they charge ni ile blood giving set. Na huwa ni tuseme 200 shillings for that giving set. Mm-hmm.
On Wings, you are listening to Diana Wanyonyi's interview with Hadija Mohammed. She is the nurse in Mombasa, Kenya, who has built a movement to make blood donation popular and sufficient to meet patient need. Besides the mobile app that matches potential donors with those who need a particular type of blood, the project involves over 500 volunteers and frequent events to help popularize and facilitate blood donation. Soon you're going to hear Hadija mention CSR. Those initials stand for Corporate Social Responsibility. Kenyan laws require companies to practice social responsibility towards shareholders, the environment, and labor, and some companies expand that responsibility to raise public goodwill.
Do you have funding?
At the moment, we don't have any funding. Yeah, what we do is I try go around these companies that are in Mombasa and requesting for part of their CSR to at least give donor incentives like T-shirts, umbrellas, bales of flour, so that we can at least motivate these blood donors to like be coming back to donate, because it's just a small gesture to appreciate them for saving lives. But we don't have any funding. I have to fund these drives with my own salary most of the time. Me and some of my friends who are also co-founders, yeah, we actually have to chip in for these blood drives to happen, because we need lunches for some of our volunteers and some of the staff from the blood bank centers. Yeah, we have to support in that.
Do you have an application?
We have an application called Red Splash. And
it's a mobile application?
Yes. Mm. We have a mobile application called Red Splash. And through this application, we are able to link blood donors with patients. It has an algorithm that does that in the fastest time possible, because we use a geolocation thing that gets to link the nearest donor to this patient where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How does your smart donor matching app work?
For you to access the Red Splash app and be able to use it, you just need to download it. It's available on Google Play Store. It's about 2 MB. You download it, and then how does it work? you get to fill in your patient's details there, and then we get to access the details and send a donor in the fastest time possible. You can also register to be a volunteer there in our organization. You can also write articles. We have a team that does calls to follow up on this patient and the relatives. We have a call center and a data center that basically they do all the work related to this patient, link them and call for follow-up, get to check on this patient regularly until we know that this patient is okay and has gotten enough units and maybe has been discharged. So we check on these patients regularly.
Do you have an office line where someone can call you?
We actually have two numbers that are actually mostly functioning for these blood donations. Do I say them?
Yes.
+254. Okay. So the two numbers are +254701334475 and +254701747450. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we use those two numbers.
They belong to you?
Yes, mine and the person who is responsible for the application.
With your phone constantly ringing, how do you stay grounded emotionally when every call could mean a life at risk? How do you stay grounded?
It's tough because at times we get calls of patients whose prognosis is not that well. I've seen so many lives lost from this work that we are doing, and emotionally it's traumatizing at times, but we get to see the joys as well from the number of patients who managed to pass through our hands and got the best results ever. But yeah, it has its ups and downs as well.
What is the most memorable life you helped save through Red Splash?
I can say it was of a mother giving birth. A patient, this mother had a...
No, it's okay to edit.
Yeah.
So edit. Kwa ambulance ama you just went to the ward kumpatia hiyo dam?
We mostly...
She had a complication.
She had a complication after delivery. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, she had already lost the child. Na sasa her life was also in danger. Yeah. So there's a mother who had complications after giving birth. She got something called DIC. And with DIC, you start bleeding out from all orifices.
What's DIC?
DIC is disseminated intravascular coagulopathy. Yeah, it's more like you tend to like bleed out, and you need blood given as fast as possible, mm-hmm. or we lose this patient. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of the complications of delivery. And we are grateful we got to link this mother up with donors instantly. The thing with this patient is that she has one of the rare blood types, hers is O negative. And so it's usually one of the blood types that is so hard to get. But we thank God because we have a pool of donors, a database of donors on our application. So it was so easy getting to get donors for her and sort her out. Mm-hmm. I'm really grateful for that because before it was so hard getting the negative donors. But we are grateful we have a pool of them who are regular donors. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is your long-term vision for Kenya, where blood waits for the patient and not the patient for the blood?
We actually envision to have our own blood bank because at the moment we do not have a blood bank as Red Splash. All the blood that we get to collect during our blood donation festivals goes to the blood banks, which are headed by the Ministry of Health and the national government, actually. So as Red Splash, we actually looking forward to having our own one day, and also having a mobile bus that we want to modify it into a mobile, like a mobile blood unit, where we can go around throughout Kenya and even Africa, if possible, in future, getting into these interior places where it's so hard to reach and getting to spread this message of being regular blood donors, and also getting to collect blood, because we want to have these buses fully equipped with fridges, donor beds, and all the necessary stuff for blood donation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Finally, what's your achievement?
Kivipi.
Achievements. Can you speak about the award?
As the guardian?
Yes, please.
Oh, my
we have two. Yeah. Yeah, your achievements.
This year, I was honored to be a top 10 finalist for the Aster Guardian Global Nursing Awards in over 100,000 applicants worldwide. Yeah, I managed to be a top 10. And that was a huge achievement for me. I'm not even sure I'm going to be able to beat that anytime soon, because, yeah, being recognized globally as one of the nurses who are making a huge difference in my community is actually, it was just so amazing. Yeah.
According to judges, what did they say about you, about your career? What stood out about you?
First of all, the age. And the fact that as youth, we've been able to use technology in being able to save countless lives. That was a huge plus. And the number of lives we've actually been able to save, because in that short span, we had already been able to collect over 25,000 units of blood. Yeah. And that counts to like about 75,000 lives saved. Yeah, so yeah, we're grateful we've been able to save a lot of lives. And yeah, I think that stood out mostly in front of those judges. And yeah, they were really impressed of the work that we're doing. Yeah.
It means a lot. So how are you going to convert that award to giving back to the community?
By getting this award, being a finalist, that is, it was more of like a motivation to me to be able to give back more to my community. And actually, right now, we are working on improving our application and creating more features that will be able to help patients more. And we'll be launching it soon, hopefully before the year ends or in January. Mm-hmm. We'll do another launch of our application. And it's also a motivation to youth and to nurses as well. Try and look for ways to help your patients more. And yeah, because we are at this patient's bedside. You do not want a patient to come through your hands, face a challenge, then another patient comes, faces the same challenge, and it's something you can actually tackle. Mm. So yeah, we need to bring a difference in our patients' lives. And as youth, we need to bring changes in our lives, actually. Mm. And see, maybe we can one day be acknowledged and be able to influence the policies, yeah, to be better, because, yeah, that's also a challenge, I can say.
But in Africa, you are how many finalists?
We're actually two. And the other finalist is the one who won. She was from Ghana. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was her story?
She was more into cancer. She had been able to train oncology nurses.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That was Khadija Mohammed, a nurse who is, quote, revolutionizing blood donation access through her tech-enabled platform, Red Splash. Wings thanks Diana Wanyonyi, our longtime contributing producer in Kenya, for this and many other interesting interviews. You can find back editions of the series, including Diana's work, through the website wings.org. Wings also thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio stations, Suzette Cohen and Genevieve Vaughn, whose events can be viewed on the website maternalgifteconomymovement.org. That's all one word, maternalgifteconomymovement.org. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. I'm Wings series producer Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.